prophetess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Authority Grace with myself, Prophetess Demetria. And I thank the Lord that He allowed us to show up today in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm so glad that you tuned in the mighty name of Jesus. With all this going on, we are believing God and trusting God and walking by faith. And we know that His grace is truly sufficient for us. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to start off by saying thank you again for all of those that sent your condolences. Some of you may not know that I was a caregiver for my dad and for a little over 3 years. And on February 7th, he went home to be with the Lord. And so it's been a lot of little hiccups in the road, but I'm standing in the mighty name of Jesus, and I'm trusting God all the way. And, you know, when my mother passed May the 18th, 2017, you know, we had Dad with us to, you know, he took care of everything and walked us through and all that. But not having him, we had to kind of do it alone. So taking baby steps and learning this thing here. So praise God. Again, thank you all so much for your condolences and all your love. And I want to give a shout out to those that loved on me through this journey and are still loving on me through this journey. I thank the Lord for a good friend, Gladys, and Stacy, and Anna Rebus, and Joan, and Kathy. Valerie, that's my sister, and all of you, my aunts, you know, my Aunt Liza, she stood the test of time with me through my tears. So I just want to give a shout out to my cousin Ernie and Wendy and Keith and all of you that loved on me through this. I have a host of cousins and sister friends and brother friends, and of course my advisor stood by me 100% and still standing. Thank you so much. If you're out there, thank you. All right, thank you. Welcome, Anna. Thank you so much for your support, you and Javier. Thank you all for loving on me. All right, so thank you. So if I missed anybody, please forgive me. Don't take it personal. It was just, I have so many of you loving on me, and I love you back. I really, truly do. I love you back. Again, it's not an easy journey, but we praise God because He's carrying me, and I'm still standing in the mighty name of Jesus, and I still believe God. I'm trusting Him. Amen. And so, shout out to Pastor Ann, if you're out there. Thank you so much for loving on me during my birthday time. I just could just give shouts out all day, loving on me. I have my birthday was March the 5th, and I tell you, it was so much love out there. And I thank you all for the love. Amen. My advisor was there as well, and thank you so much. So without further ado, I just want to say thank you, Jesus. We're walking through this little challenge that's going on in the atmosphere, but we're not operating in any fear. Amen. We're walking by faith through this. Amen. Because this didn't catch God by surprise. So we know, amen, that we're standing. You know, he said, things will happen, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling place. Amen. And that's the word that I speak, that it shall not come nigh my dwelling place, my household, my family, my grandchildren and my children, my adult children. Amen. And I pray that prayer for each and every life that's represented in my life. Amen. That this shall not come nigh thy dwelling place. Keep your hands sanitized. Keep your lotion on so they don't dry out. Amen. Praise God. And put your face mask on. Amen. Don't be afraid to put your face mask on and cover your, you know, your breathing area there. Amen. Few little announcements, praise God. Well, during this time, I had to cancel. I was working on a conference, and so I had to cancel that conference until further ado, until further notice, I should say. So we'll come again with some new dates. Amen. I'll keep you posted. Amen. One of the main announcements is I would like to give you my email address. It is prophetic55@gmail.com. And that email is where you can communicate with me. I would love to hear from you. Just, if you just say hi, put a little wave on the page, just so I know that you're listening in, because I do appreciate you all. Because I know a lot of people listen to me on their way home from work. You know, they're in the car listening. And I praise God. I thank God for you. I pray traveling mercy and traveling grace over you in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anyone there out there that would like to call in for prayer while we're here on the line, the telephone number is 888-627-6008. And we'll pray with you right here on the line. Amen. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And you're more than welcome to call, and we'll pray with you. Excuse me. Also, I would like to invite you all on Wednesdays, Wednesday mornings, Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m., the Anointed Word Speaks Prophetic Ministry. You can call in, and we do prayer and speak about the word of God. That number is 424-284-5500. Again, that's 424-284-5500. And that's every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. We pray prophetic prayers. Amen. Agreement prayers. Amen. We stand with you. Amen. And we've seen lots and lots of miracles and right now moves of God take place on that prayer line. Amen. Lives change, healing, virtue flowing, people coming out of their sick beds, calling from hospitals and being, you know, released from the hospital, going home. God is moving miraculously. Amen. And also, every other Thursday, you can meet us here at BBS Radio, and I invite you to invite a friend, amen, and watch and listen to the move of God, amen. God truly moves, amen, when there's, he said, when there are two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And truly, if you're out there and you're listening and you call in, truly you're going to see a move of God take place in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank the Lord. I want to pray right now because I thank the Lord for the listeners. I thank the Lord for those that took the time out to come in and listen to Authority Grace in the name of Jesus. This is a place where lives are changed. I believe God. I'm not afraid to pray and ask God to move in your life in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord for your healing virtue, Father God, that you heal all those that are listening that need a healing right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of the wicked one in the name of Jesus. And we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every word that shall rise against us shall be condemned in judgment. Amen. And I thank you, Father God, that as I open my mouth, that you would speak through me, Father God, the oracles of you in the name of Jesus. All of you and none of me. Amen. I thank you, Lord, and I trust you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And so if you would tune your heart to Ephesians, the third chapter, around about the I would like to say 15, 16 verse. My thing here is I just would like to speak about faith, canceling fear. I just want to drop that out there to you that if you're in the sound of my voice, do not operate in fear. Trust God. Amen. Just trust him all the way. Know that God has you in the palm of his hand. And just cancel the fear. Cancel the doubt. Cancel the unbelief. Amen. Walk by faith. Walk with me. I'm walking by faith. I'm trusting God all the way. That no sickness and disease shall come nigh thy dwelling place. It shall not befall you. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to start here, right here about, let's see. Let's go to verse 15, where he said, the perfect father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And who is he talking about? He's talking about the Messiah, our Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus. He is our Messiah. Amen. And the perfect father in every perfect father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. Now I'm reading to you from the Passion Translation. Amen. I like it because it breaks it to its lowest common denominator, makes it easy to understand. Amen. And if you're looking for it, it's at Bible Gateway. Go to BibleGateway.com and then click on the Passion Translation and you can follow along with me in Ephesians, the third chapter. I'm right around verse 15. And I pray that he, talking about the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your uttermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Amen. Explosive power. Come on, somebody. Explosive power. You know, when you say explosive power, that's the a big old bang, a blast of power, you know. And amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when we talk about that, being with his divine might and explosive power, that is nothing that can stop it. Nothing that can block it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he went on to say, and he said that after we move in his explosive power, then by constantly using your faith, come on, that's that faith I'm talking about, constantly using your faith, not letting any fear come in, constantly using your faith. Even if you don't feel it, just keep speaking it. Speak it. Oh, I believe God. I trust God. Nothing shall come nigh my dwelling place. And you keep speaking and speaking and speaking. And after a while, guess what? That explosive power of faith is operating in you. And now you're not receiving any negativity into your personal being there. Amen. You're not allowing it to come in. It doesn't get a chance to come into your spirit, man. Amen? You're trusting God all the way. Your faith is made strong. Amen? If you keep on practicing it, keep practicing. Welcome, Joan. Praise God for you.
Amen.
And he said, then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you. Come on, somebody, deep inside of you. Come on now. If it goes deep, come on. Praise God. I like that word, deep. It's released deep inside of you. Amen. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah. It's going to be the very root of your life. And when we say root, you know how, there's a scripture that says if you're planted by the rivers of living water, you that tree, your roots go deep. Come on, somebody. And then that tree, the leaves never wither. Come on. Yeah. And so here we are with your faith. Let it go deep. Amen. Let his love be rooted and grounded in you, and it's going to go deep, and your faith made strong. Amen. And the root of your life, come on, somebody, the root of your life will run deep because of the love of God being shed abroad in your heart. The love of God, when the roots go deep, the branches are, the leaves are nourished. And you will never thirst. And in this case, you will never fear. Come on. You will never operate in any fear. And then you will be what? Empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. Come on. Every holy one experiences the love of God, the faith of God, the power of God. Amen? Because why? Because you are allowing the power of God, you are allowing him to empower you with his love, his trust. Yeah. See, love is the main ingredient to everything pertaining to life and godliness. Love is the main ingredient.
Yes, it is. Amen.
See? And so if the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, come on, somebody, then guess what? Oh, no, I don't have any fear. No, I'm not moved by that. I don't have any doubt and unbelief, because those two things can't live in the same place. If you're operating in faith, fear can't get in. Come on, somebody. And if you're operating in the love of God, hatred can't come in. Come on, somebody. Praise God. We're being nourished in the mighty name of Jesus, by his love.
Yeah.
He said, and then while we're being empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great multitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. Amen?
Amen.
How deep is that? That's some intimacy right there. That's intimacy. Into me you must see. Amen. That's intimacy right there. That's the ultimate intimacy.
Yes.
No man can mimic it. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Because it's deep. It goes deep, like being planted by that river of water that you never thirst. So you have no need to fear. That's right. You have no need to fear. Glory to God. The love of God is in you, on you, around you, surrounding you, like a glove. You know how when you put a glove on, and if you put that glove on that's a little too big, water gonna seep in. But you put that glove on and it fits perfect. Come on, somebody. Can't nothing get in there. It's protecting you. Amen. It's covering your hands, protecting your hands. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, that's the way the love of God, he protects you. His love goes deep. And you have no need to fear. And that's what this message is all about to you today, is I don't want you operating in fear. I want you to have the faith of God. Stand firm. His foundation is firm. Amen. It doesn't move. It doesn't move. So when you say, I know the Lord loves me, then don't go out here out of your house operating in fear, or lock yourself in operating in fear. Either way it go, don't operate in no fear.
That's right. Amen.
That's amen. Right. Come on, somebody. I'm encouraged today. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest requests. Is that deep?
Amen.
Yes. That is so very deep. Amen. He will achieve infinitely. Forever. That's
forever.
Right.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory, forever. Glory. Forever, ever. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Anna, would you like to have words? And then I want Joan to speak on it. Hallelujah.
It's just his perfect love. It's perfect love. There's no other. When you feel his love and know his love, it can't be taught. It can't not. It's just in the heart when you know it and you feel it and he's there. It's his perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, it does.
It's a beautiful thing.
Amen. Yes.
So I'll share a quick testimony. I had surgery yesterday, and fear was creeping in because I didn't want the pain. I don't want the pain, and the fear about having pain medication. I don't want to take pain medication, and I'll be honest, that was just a fear. I'm like, I don't like pain. So during all that process, you know, we were praying. We had warriors on it and everything. Well, we come out of surgery, and I come out, and I had no pain. And I went home, and I had no pain. I woke, went to sleep, got up. I had no pain.
Glory.
I didn't even take
no
to God.
Aspirin.
Glory to God. He canceled every piece of it.
Aspirin.
Yes.
Praise God.
It's love.
Aspirin. Praise God.
You know, it's like you're going to have fear, but fear can't have you when Christ is in you. He's like, okay,
that's right.
Just give it to me. Give it to me.
I'll bear.
And he was there all along. I was crying like a baby yesterday. Because I'm like, Lord, I have no pain.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Who says that? After surgery, I had discomfort, but not pain. There's a difference.
That's right. Yes, it is.
He did that. His perfect love.
That's
it
right.
Cast out all fear.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. He's faithful. See, that's his faithfulness. Amen.
Yes.
He's working it out all the way.
Yes.
All the way. On your way there. He had already worked it out. None of this caught him by surprise. He was already working it out. Amen. He took the pain away before you got there. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Okay, Sister Joan.
Pulling on faith. We just pulling
yes,
on our faith.
Yes, we just keep pulling on that faith. Just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Sister Joan.
Pardon me?
She said, bless you, Sister Joan.
Oh, amen. Bless you, Miss Anna. Amen. Glad to hear your amen. Voice. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You know, this is such a word of encouragement about not being fearful. You know, he says in 2 Timothy 1:7, he says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
And timidity, but
that's
of
right.
power. You spoke of power, of love, and of self-discipline, glory to God.
He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. If you are fearful, it is not of God.
Come on.
That's right.
It is not of God. And Sister Demetria was saying about that root. It's no fear in that root.
Amen. Come on.
There's no fear in that root. Amen. There's no fear in that root. It didn't come from God. Amen. It did not come. It's an influence. It's an influence from the enemy to put you in a position of doubt. He wants us to doubt what God has already done for us. Jesus said it is finished. Amen. So we don't have a spirit of fear or timidity or cowardice.
Right.
We don't cringe. We don't cringe at trouble. We speak to it. We say, you have no position in my life in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So, I praise God. We do not operate in fear. Amen. We can look straight in the enemy's face and say, all is well. Hallelujah. All is well. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just praise God for what he has done.
The twin legs. He was like, she got through that one.
That's right. Because we win every battle. So his tail stayed tucked, bent over, on his way to the ground. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. You said about that root. That root is no fear.
That root is Jesus. Amen.
He is the root.
and he goes deep in our very being. Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mama.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And see, this is that part that we're talking about, you know, the extravagant love. This is the part that causes us to be filled to overflowing, you know, the power of God in the name of Jesus. It's constantly ever flowing. Amen. So we don't get a chance to get the fear in there. Fear can't come in because it's like every time it try to come, there go the blood of Jesus. There go the flow of love. Amen. It's like there's no way for it to get in. And I just, I just really want the listeners to really get that you don't have to operate in fear no matter what man says. Amen.
I
really, really want to reiterate that over and over and over, that do not operate in fear. Amen.
Yes.
You know, of course, you want to wash your hands. You want to cover your mouth when you cough and sneeze and use Kleenex and tissues and, you know, sneezing and cleaning your eyes and your nose because we are in allergy season as well. You know, so don't let the enemy trick you if you have an allergy attack and then the enemy wants you to put that fear on you that you have something. Do not operate in that fear. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Because we're winning.
We're winning.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And we've all been there, and we cast it down.
That's right. You have to cast it down.
You can't stay here. You're not welcome here.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. You sent the wish it came. You get out of here.
That's right.
I know what my God said. I know who my father is.
That's right. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He is the Most High God. Hallelujah. That's who our God is. He's the Most High God. Hallelujah. He gives us the authority to tread upon the serpent. Amen. And the adder. And this sickness and this ease.
It's just a bully. All that fear of bullies.
Yeah.
God keeps them up. He's like, you ain't messing with my kid.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You touch my kids. You better get out of here.
Amen. Because we trust God, see? We put our trust in. We rely on. Yes. And we lean not to our own understanding. Amen.
That's right.
And there's someone out there listening this evening that needed to hear this, that you can rely on, you can trust in, and don't lean to your own understanding. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
That's glory good. To God, totally. Yes, totally depend on the Lord. You
perfect
know?
Love.
Because He's able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even ask or think. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And this word confirms that, because it tells us about His power, and it's exceeding. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it penetrates. Glory to God. Mm. It's like when you take a soldering iron. I know sometime when I'm making little chandeliers and doing crafts, and I take my little soldering iron, it's a little heat, and it just taps that plastic and it just melts that little hole so quick. And that's the way the love of God, it penetrates, you know what I'm saying, down to the very marrow. It says it, that you know, His word, when you speak His word over fear, if you're starting to feel fear, you just speak a word. Glory to God. Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. And His perfect love is casting out any fear. Amen? Glory to God. And just stand His word. Stand on it. And believe it. Trust me, it works. It works.
Yeah.
It works. His word works. But you have to put it to work. You can't say, well, I have the word, but then you just sitting there looking at it. You have to put it to work. Speak it out of your mouth.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen. Put it to work.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Yes,
Lord.
I heard a good example about putting the word to work. He said when the doctor gives you a prescription for a pill or a tablet to take, You know, he says, take it. He says, take it by mouth. He didn't say, rub it on your hand.
That's right. On
your head.
Right.
It's the same. You have to take it. You have
That's
to take
right.
it the way He prescribed it. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
You know.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Put it in
Amen.
Your mouth to make it work.
Put it in your mouth. Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, you take that word and you're just looking at it. Oh, I'm just going to look
at
it.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it. That's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, I see that word. No, you got to get that word. Take it. Get it in your eye gate. Get it in your mouth
that's
gate.
Right.
Get it in your ear gate. How do you get it in your ear gate? You got to speak it out of your mouth. Amen.
Yeah,
like you're getting
right.
it into your
yeah.
ear gate right here, because we're speaking it into your ear gate. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, receive it.
Glory.
Glory to
Amen.
God, because his listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
These are a lot of good little nuggets. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You're going to speak the word of God out of your mouth, His love and His grace. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And when you walk away from this broadcast today, walk away knowing that you walk by faith, amen, and not by sight. Don't worry about what it looked like. Don't worry about what they're saying on the news. Stop feeding yourself all that in your ear gate and turn it into the word of God. Lord, I know this is going on. That's what they said, but it's not coming nigh my dwelling place, Father God. I don't receive it in my spirit. My household, me and my household, we're saved, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we're covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Weapon formed against our household is going to prosper. In the name of Jesus, and every word that shall try to come against us shall be condemned. We're going to condemn that word that come against us. How you condemn it? I send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came in the name of Jesus. It shall not knock at my door. Amen. It shall not come nigh my windows. Amen. It shall not come. Amen. If I'm in my car, it shall not come nigh my car. See, that's a dwelling place. I sit in the car. I live in the house. Amen. It's not going to come nigh me. And that's why you have to speak this thing today. Amen. To turn it around.
Yes.
And we pray agreement prayers. And he said, where there are two or more gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Amen. And so we're going to agree today, right now. Let's just agree that it shall not come nigh our dwelling place.
Amen.
And then believe it. Receive it.
Thank you.
Act on it.
Yes.
How do you act on it? You say, Lord, I thank you for loving me. I thank you that I'm healed and covered with the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Thank
and
you.
It might sound repetitious, but this is what you have to do to get it into your spirit, man. And then you get the word of God. Come on, somebody. Get the word of God. If you have to stand on Isaiah 54:17 all day, every day until you get it, just keep on, keep on, keep on.
Amen.
And Lord,
I thank you
that I'm healed in the name of Jesus. What is that? 1 Peter 5:14. The healing scripture in Peter. I'm going to just say that.
1 Peter 2:24.
Yeah, just quote those scriptures that you are the heel. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the love of God is in you. You're empowered by the Holy Ghost. The extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. And know that it's infinite. Infinite. Meaning ever. Everlasting to everlasting. Always. Infinite.
Thank you.
How they say, to infinity and beyond.
Yes, right.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Be anxious for nothing.
That's right. Come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for power to work in you
and accomplish all this that we are speaking, and he will achieve infinitely more than you can even imagine. Your greatest request, it will go beyond that. Amen. Glory to God. And your unbelievable dream, and it will exceed your wildest imagination. Come on, somebody. He'll do that for you.
Amen.
He will outdo them all. He will outdo even your wildest imagination. Hallelujah. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you. So if you believe God, you believe the words that are coming out of my mouth, which are the word of God. If you believe it, trust and believe that you are energized by the power and the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and don't take down. Don't take down. I don't care what the people on your job are saying. I don't care what the people in the grocery store are saying. Don't take down. Amen. If you have to take this word and write it down and just keep on, put it on your forehead if you have to and sleep with it. Get it in you. However you have to do this thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
If you have to get radical, go ahead and get radical. It's okay. It's okay.
Yes,
the enemy
God.
Is
Amen.
Defeated. He's defeated in your life. He
yes,
has
he
no
is.
Power. No grounds and no authority. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah,
glory
man.
To God. Glory to
Thank
God.
You.
And if
Thank
I can
you.
Just keep on reiterating it, that you have to know that he will go beyond your greatest request and your most unbelievable dream and exceed your wildest imagination. And he will outdo them all for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. And now we offer up to God all the glorious praise. Amen. And wherever you are
Amen.
Right now, just begin to praise and thank him for what he has done in your life this hour. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
If you have to raise a hallelujah in the
yes.
presence of this enemy called Corona, raise a hallelujah in the
yeah,
name
yeah,
of Jesus,
you,
in the
thank
mighty
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus in every generation.
You,
do it. Do
yeah.
it. And pass
yeah.
it on to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Amen? Raise
Amen.
A hallelujah
yeah.
in the name
thank
of Jesus.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory
yes,
to God.
Yes,
because
yes.
one thing about it, we know that he's a light in a dark place. Amen. And I send
yes.
the light of God to every listener in the mighty name of Jesus to be encouraged, to stand and see the salvation of the Lord in your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And don't take down. Don't take down. Stand. Just stand and watch God move in your life. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Be that light in the dark place. Amen. Let him shine his light
yeah.
through you. Know that he's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. Amen. And know that when you leave this radio broadcast, you are energized by the Holy Ghost and his love. Amen?
Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That's
glory to
Psalms
God.
Psalms 91. Psalms 91.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It was
amen.
The secret place of the Most High. Shall abide under That's the shadow right. of the Almighty.
Yes, praise
the
God.
Day of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and
yes.
him I will trust.
Yes. Praise God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Father God. Oh,
and
thank you, Jesus.
Will
thank
deliver
you,
you
Lord.
From the snare of the fowler and from the
thank
pestilence, previous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers and under his wings to take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For you shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lions and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, Amen. Because he is known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him
and show him my salvation.
Woo! Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing some. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Psalm 91. Amen.
It's all right there.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's all right there.
All right there. It's everything that's been said. My God.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And my cousin, that's all, folks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Right there.
Thank you, Lord. You said nothing shall come near your house. He is our salvation. My God.
Thank you, Jesus. The word of God. That's the power of God. Hallelujah.
He's real. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Does anyone else have anything they would like to share?
Thank you, Lord. You know, what resonated in my spirit today was 2 Corinthians 5:21. And, you know, we say that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And we're always talking about the love of God right now. And he said that he made him to be sin for us, that we may be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And what that resonated in my spirit while you were speaking was that because he loved us so much, he made him sin. He had no sin so that we can be right standing with God. So what I'm saying is that we have the right, hallelujah, have the right to stand against anything, any coronavirus, anything that the enemy comes. We are right standing with God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. Yes.
We have a right to be virus free, glory to God. That's our right. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's our right. Hallelujah, because of the blood of Jesus, my God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it's not an arrogance. It's just one of those truths that sound, you could be so confident in it until someone that's hearing it may sound like it's arrogance, but it's a confidence in Christ that you have.
Amen.
That he is our champion. He is our healing. He is our provision. He's everything we need. He is fighting for us right now.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you.
He's fighting for us right
now. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Right now. Hallelujah. We win. Like you said, don't stand down. Stand up. We win. Glory to God.
Yes, we win. Hallelujah.
We win.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we win.
We are winners.
Yes.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm. We have already won because of him who carries us. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm really excited about it. I know lives have been changed in the name of Jesus in this hour. I know that. Each and every one is going to walk away from here with something they could carry.
Yes.
You know, I used to like to say, I have some food in my bag for you, but it's knowledge, you know, and you can walk away from it and you can feel full. Amen. Because you have something on the inside of you that has encouraged you to keep going, knowing that the love of God, he has given you the power. He has empowered you. Amen. And his righteousness. You stand complete in him. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, at this time, if there's anyone that needs prayer, you have 3 minutes to call in and give your prayer request. And as we're waiting for you to call in, we're just going to begin to pray. And we're going to pray in the name of Jesus that every life that is represented on this line is healed in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that your people have no need to worry. They have no need to fret, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you have overcome this in the name of Jesus. You have overcome the fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And each and every listener is made whole this hour in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those that are having the leg cramps, you're made whole right now. Believe God. Stand, bend your knees, squat, do something, move something, because God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. There's an elbow that's being healed. You've been feeling some kind of pain in your elbow where the bend of the arm is. Just begin to stretch it out and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Even someone in their jaw, right near the jaw in the head area, you being healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank Open you, and close your mouth saying, thank you, Jesus. I am healed. Stretch it. You know, thank you, Jesus, because you are healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And just know that everywhere that you hurt, God is healing it right now in the name of Jesus. Just stand up and receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell somebody that you were listening in here at Authority Grace and God healed you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to God. Because this healing virtue is real in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against him is going to prosper. No doubt. Because, see, doubt is a weapon. And I thank you, Father God, that the weapon of doubt is being canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you receive this healing, say yes and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
And until we meet again, thank you. And I praise God for each and every one of you that has listened in to Authority Grace. Hallelujah. And may you go away from this place healed and delivered in Jesus' name. Love you. See you in 2 weeks.
Love
God bless.
Amen. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.